Fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste.
Well, hello, we're here again down musical memory lane. It's been a while, but we're back, and today I've got a guest with me who I met online a couple of days ago, which sounds a bit strange, but it's not. I was introduced to you because you have actually a very interesting job. Sadly, you have an interesting job, if you know what I mean. Yeah. So I'm today with Carl Grech from Victim Support Malta. So, Carl, tell me a bit about Victim Support first, and then we'll go into your musical memory lane.
Okay. So, at Victim Support Malta, what we do is we help individuals who experience or have been affected by crime and suicide. So we have three services. We have what is known as core services, which helps individuals who have been affected by crime in general. And we provide emotional support to those individuals. Mm-hmm. And we refer them to different agencies and some legal guidance as well. And then we have two specialized services, which we have funding through the Ministry of Family and Social Solidarity. And that is CVSA, Care for Victims of Sexual Assault, mm-hmm. in which we provide a multidisciplinary service to individuals who experience a sexual assault. And that be by a multidisciplinary service, we have 24 hours social workers who are on the clock. If an incident happens and they go report it, so they go to Mater Dei and they're like the frontliners too, and then provide the information,
okay.
provide the grounding, and then bring to services. Then we have individual counseling, psychotherapy, family therapy, and the services of a psychiatrist as well.
Excellent.
And we have the other service that I didn't mention, which is SPOT, Suicide Prevention, Outreach and Therapeutic Services. We like iron acronyms in at VSM, but
Every company does the same. But no, it's a great service that you offer, so I sort of know about it through the person that introduced us. But your musical memory lane is going to take us to how you got to this job, I'm guessing, at some point.
Sure, I mean, sure.
And your very first track is sounds like quite an angry one.
It's the one when I was, it takes me back to about being 12, 13.
Uh-huh.
So that's definitely the track that was just like, when I listen to it now, and even, you know, some heavier tracks, it's like, wow, Carl, you really were angry. You really didn't vocalize it. You know, and I guess that's the beauty of music, that most people don't talk about their emotions. I mean, we're not socialized to really talk about our emotions. It's usually kind of like you shut up, you kind of hold it in, and there's no real expression.
Mm.
But then music is this thing that we can either jump to, headbang to, throw
yep.
people, mosh, do something,
mm-hmm.
right? So definitely that first track is when we were 12 years old, listening to that track, and we were playing it because I play guitar.
Okay.
And at that point, we had like a band at school, and we were trying to jam to it, and then we played it in the auditorium.
So we're going to let the listeners into this one. This is Sad by True by Metallica. Watch your volume button.
steal. I'm your pain when you can't feel. Sad but true. I'm your truth, telling lies. I'm your reason, alibis. I'm insane, open your eyes. I'm yours. Sad but true.
So yeah, wow. Like you said, music is sort of therapy. So that was something you got out of your system a bit, I hope.
Well, it is, you know, I don't know, teenage angst. Uh-huh. Well, it's what you want, you know. People are telling you, no, you're supposed to do this, but you want to do something else. And
do you believe them now when you look back? Do you believe that they were right to keep telling you no?
I mean, probably. Sadly enough, probably. I have to admit to that. But it's funny, that song reminds me, like, you know, even when you see musicians, they have this tendency to, like, when they're really feeling it, they, like, bite them like this. And I remember they videoed this show that we did, and all that show, well, I had so much fun, I was just headbanging and doing this.
And biting your lip.
Hilarious.
Oh, no, it's sweet, though, and it literally takes you back. Just remember that absolute feeling.
But it's nice because I'm kind of still in contact with that person who we played with at that show, so over the years, it's nice that music keeps me in contact with friends because life is so busy.
Uh-huh.
But then every once in a while, hey, let's throw a jam, let's hang out, let's meet.
Cool.
So at least that keeps us in contact, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it, like, grounds us, like, oh, yes, like, that life, you know.
Guitar is important.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Enjoying things together.
So this next one is, again, quite an interesting video. I saw the video to this one this morning. Duality's Slipknot.
Oh, wow.
Tell me about this one.
Well, again, after that show, you know, being 12, 13, and then I decided to delve more into heavier music because I, again, really like
Metallica wasn't heavy enough.
No, okay.
Exactly.
Metallica is light. So then Slipknot is heavy. And it's just, you know, just really fast music, really loud vocals. Like, it just makes you feel, like, really pumped. It's the only music, in my opinion, which really gets me pumped. Even if I listen to it today, almost like I feel this rush of energy in my body, and it's just like, wow, it's amazing how they just manage to get anger and make it into sound and make it so well, you know, and it just makes you just want to do something. And I think that's the beauty of music, that it transcends language, it transcends everything, and it just makes you want to do something.
So when you've jumped around and done, you know, moshing and whatever you guys do to this kind of music, how do you feel at the end of it, though? Is it just like, oh, release?
Great. I mean, at that age, it was great. Like, I tried it recently, I was like, like, oh, how did I do this? I used to do it so much. Now it's like, no. But at that age, it was somewhat cathartic, right? I mean, at that age, and then we had developed another band, and, you know, we're into heavier music, and we were creating. I was growling. And it was just a really interesting time. I was like, wow, you really had a lot of time on your hand to do this kind of thing, you know, when you're younger.
But it's also good that you know, when you're younger, you have the brain space, and you're not confined by, you know, what people expect from you and stuff. So, you know, I think being young is good. Glad I didn't know you then, because we're going to listen to a bit of Slipknot. The track's called Duality.
I push my fingers into my eyes. It's the only thing, so it stops the ache. But it's made of all the things I have to take. I've waited out as my time's elapsed now.
So, we're moving swiftly on to music my dad would like. So this is getting better.
So this is, I get this, this is like dad music. I had a client and he told me, oh yes, Pink Floyd, that's like dad music. I was like, no, why are you calling it dad music? What, like, no, come on, no, it's not dad music.
Okay, everybody I've had over 40 on the show has had a Pink Floyd track. Sorry, buddy, you're growing up, you're catching up with the rest of us. this is the Shine On You Crazy Diamond. Why this particular track of Pink Floyd's?
I think it's just a super beautiful track when you hear it. It's just so complicated, so diverse. I'm a guitarist, so like naturally that the melodies and the solos, it just lifts you up, you know. It's just a natural uplifting song, in my opinion. So the song was, I would listen to this maybe at the age of around 20.
Okay.
So we moved on, and then from the heavy metal phase,
definitely matured. Yeah.
We've gone into more, you know, complex music. And this song is an interesting song for Pink Floyd because they had lost their initial vocal, I think their vocalist. Sid Barrett, through an overdose. I don't think he died from overdose. He had taken way too many drugs at that point, and they had to kind of kick him out.
Ah.
And they had to part ways with him. So even in there, they said, you know, you search for the secret too soon, you know, type of thing. So I think it's an interesting song for the band in general.
And do you think this sort of, the lyrics as well to this type of music put you on the track that you're on today? Did it start, because by 20 university
more,
days,
I think there's more empathy stuff over there, like, you know, coming in over there for sure, rather than the rage. The rage is subsiding and it's more just getting more in touch with the emotions and
meaning of life.
Echo.
Right, so let's have a bit of a listen to Shine On You Crazy Diamond by Pink Floyd.
Remember when you were young, you shone like the sun.
So yeah, thank you for that one. That was a bit more calming. Now we're moving on to another guy, I'm guessing.
It's a band.
It's a band. Okay, no idea. Never even seen the name before. Biffy Clyro.
Mm-hmm.
And the track is Mountain. So tell us a bit about the song and where the memory takes you.
I'm going back when I play Mountains and then because it's like 17, 16. It was the first summer of post-secondary.
Mm-hmm.
It was just this beautiful space where had really nothing much to do, really and truly, you know, and you're just the sentiment where you've grown up enough to do things and by yourself without anyone interfering too much, and it was this element of freedom. So it reminds me of hanging out with my friends and singing this song and, you know, getting to explore different things, like, I don't know, we tried to go camping in Busquets and then people came and kicked us out because you're not supposed to camp in Busquets. So these are the memories, and, you know, just sleeping in some rucksack somewhere. Mm. These type of cute memories that are like, today I'm not going to do that.
Just comfort apart from anything else.
Comfort, yeah. And, like, you know, the lack of, let's say, impulsivity.
Mm. Yeah, and time, frankly.
Time as well. You know? It's almost like nowadays I find it very difficult to meet friends and to do things because time is really just there's a very small time where you can't do that.
Yeah,
and then you have to say, should I rest or should I meet people? Mm. You know, should I rest for the next week because next week's going to be really...
Alonso. So no, we're going to be introduced, in my case, to Biffy Clyro, and the track's called Mountain. I took a drink at the ocean and drank more than before I drank. Let's dive, I wanna dive to the bottom of the ocean.
I'm being nice now. Like, thanks. I started, like, with a bang, and now we're, like...
You're mellowing
it out, you know?
Okay, so what did you study, actually? You went to uni? What did you study?
I studied the Bachelor's of Psychology. Mm-hmm. And then we did a Master's in Transcultural Counseling.
Okay.
And I've been doing some courses after that in CBT, DBT, doing some trauma kind of therapy and courses, and my supervision has done that, because at VSM, I mean, essentially that's all we really deal with, is trauma work, right?
Yeah.
Right now I'm understanding how trauma work is essentially body work, and even incorporating music and the arts and using creative techniques is very important when dealing with clients. Well, not every client, but with some clients it really works.
Okay.
You know, in the sense that given that freedom to express themselves is super important. Because what I keep realizing as a counselor is that people don't really know what they feel. People live kind of really this habitual nature, and they're not really aware of what going on in their life. They live almost like clockwork. But when you get them to sit down and talk, and you tell them, how do you feel, and how do you, I don't know, not bad. Not bad, what is not bad exactly, you know? So it's a funny one when people come to me, just like the CEOs of companies, you know, and stuff like that, and they'll just have perhaps zero emotional awareness. So, and then, you know, I feel like a bit like a baby sometimes, because I have to go really dumb it down a lot, you know, get my cards out and I say, okay, what does not bad mean? What do you feel? What sensations do you feel when you experience this? Really go down to the basics. But it's surprising me. That's something that's always has surprised me about people. How there's this again, and it makes sense because today I feel like we all live these super busy lives and we have these goals to get, but there aren't actually sort of any perspective or any sort of meaning to it.
Yeah, we keep talking about me time and wellness and all of this stuff, but in meditation and headspace, but really we. No. It's almost like that's another club that you have to go to.
Exactly.
It's another pressure rather than you know, what is your downtime, what is your thing, and if something makes you unhappy, how do you address it? Because it doesn't have to be a make or break, I guess. And, you know, there can be ways around these things and using therapy to be able to do them, to handle them, you know, to handle that change is a very important role. Anyway, I'm going off kilter. Sorry, but we're going to go now to a track by the Kooks. Who I really like, actually. So this
it's
is
not just Elvis, you see.
No, well, you know, okay. Told you one of my secrets. So this track is Ooh La. So it just, you know, there are some songs you just like introducing. But where were you when this came out? What one is?
I had seen the Kooks because it had come to I Love MTV, and that was that time. So how old must I have been? Like 15, I guess. So that's like in the same time when we're listening to heavy music. So I've never just been listening to selectively. Like with the heavy music, I'd still listen to perhaps the Kooks and, and stuff like that. So we would have been around that age, like maybe a bit less, 12, 13. So the Kooks remind me of seeing the Kooks and, you know, with my friends.
MTV, super cool as well to go through there.
Yes, of course. And playing playing these tracks in their rooms while we were hanging out together. Just simpler times in a way.
So you will be cool one day when you can sort of tell your kids, like, yeah, you know, I listen to the Kooks.
Yeah.
So there you go. You know, you're not just the Pink Floyd man.
Yeah. I'm not just the dad.
No. No, I mean, so far your tracks have been, you know, quite bumpy, so to speak. But yeah, now we're getting into territory that I understand. So we're good here. So this
home
is
base.
This is. I won't ask you what you think of Isle of MTV today because you probably. Yeah, okay. That good face for radio, that was. So we're going to listen to Ooh La by the Kooks.
In their eyes is the place that you finally discovered that you love it here. You've got to stay on this rock, not a rock. An island on which you found a lover, then you twitch. You felt that itch in your petticoat. Your pretty, pretty petticoat. Then you smiled, you got wild. You didn't understand that there's money to be made. Beauty is a card that must get played by organizations. But ooh la, she was such a good girl to me. But ooh la, we'll just cheer her up and spot her out. Situations. Ooh, love.
glad we're going down your memory lane, because mine started to be a bit depressing off while that track was going on. So we're going on now to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which everybody must love. You know, these, they just, again, give you that energy, just make you smile. This one's Can't Stop. Why did you choose this one?
Because I think that bass line just gets me too much. Oh, it's too much. It's just too good. You know, and then when like towards the end of the song, Frusciante comes in with that solo, you just imagine, like, he comes in with just like, and you're just there, you're thinking of yourself like, what a cool dude. Imagine just being him playing in a stadium and he's just playing that. It just feels amazing.
So if you hadn't gone into running, you know, VSM, you would have been a rock star.
I think it's a bit ambitious. But I mean, essentially, in my confused state when I was 17, that was the sort of like the anger, like, let's try and do that. Mm. Let's try and make something with music. But, it, you know, thank God that didn't happen in a way, because I think the music business is a bit too insecure and too all over the place for my tastes and my lifestyle, sort of. So I don't think that could have worked out for me. So now music is just a hobby on the side that I enjoy in my own personal space and without having to be so, you know, out there with it.
And it's, yeah, quite risky, but, you know, you're doing a valuable job, so that kind of counts. And if you need to go off and jump around and scream and do that thing that
life is still doing. Life is still chaotic, you know, at work. So I get that chaos still.
And you get, you know, pop star appearances on radio shows.
Oh, yeah. For
there
sure.
you go. This is what it could have been like. Well, oh, yeah. It is. So, Can't Stop, Red Hot Chili Peppers, turn it up.
Sweetheart is bleeding in the snow cone. So smart, she's leading me to ozone. Music, the great communicator. Use two sticks to make it in the nature. I'll get you into penetration. The gender of a generation. The birth of every other nation.
That was good. Sat back down in our chairs, back to work. And we've been debating how to say the name of this next band. So this is Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Anyway, the song's called Stacks.
Yes.
That's easier to say.
Yeah.
Where, what, high, well, blah, 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 does this one?
So I heard this song. So I saw Bon Iver twice in my life live. And we were in Ferrara in Italy. And it was a small, relatively small gig for Bon Iver. And when he played this song, it was just him, Justin Vernon, the vocalist and the guitarist. And everyone just, he had this guitar, and everyone was just super silent. You know, he was playing on this white Stratocaster, and everyone was just, you could hear like a nail, like a pin drop. Like, it was so beautiful, though, and this beautiful song is coming in, and all this emotion is leaking out of this human being, and you're just like, kind of drooling all over it, you know. It was just a beautiful moment in time when just it feels like life stopped, like someone pressed pause and you're just watching this. You're like, wow, this is incredible.
So do you play this sometimes when you just need that time out yourself?
Yeah, sure. When you just want to wander off somewhere in your head, you're just like, yeah, let's do that. That sounds good, you know, because it's important to do such things, you know. Some people don't do these things, and it's just like, it's important to get involved and like get in attuned to yourself. It's a very important part of psychology.
And let go a bit, I suppose.
Exactly.
Sort of.
Exactly.
In a positive way, in this sense. It's
for sure.
Nice and relaxing. So, yes, we're going to listen to that. That's Stax by Bon Iver. And we'll be back soon.
Yeah.
to dad tracks. So
there's mum tracks.
Mum tracks, okay.
Mum tracks.
So we've got Fleetwood Mac coming up with Songbird.
Yeah.
Reminds you of your mum then?
For sure.
Yeah?
For sure. I don't know why, but there's something, but sort of whenever we go like for walks or something, we'd always play Alice Play Rumours. You know, we'll just check in Rumours, the album, and we'll just play it and just enjoy it. So that's like a special album that we'll just play together when we're together. So naturally, it's a way that I guess I'd feel connected to my mother in a weird way. I guess music does that to us, say that we just gel to each other with this thing we call music, and it has such a special, you know, they send such special vibrations to us that we can communicate with. So and Songbird, I mean, recently as well, I think Christy McGee passed away, and one of the members of Fleetwood Mac, and the remaining people of Fleetwood Mac had wrote sort of like, they had used Songbird and the lyrics of Songbird to tell her goodbye.
Aww.
And I thought it was really like an emotional
thing,
so it was really nice.
Oh, I don't want to make you feel sad.
No, it's not making me sad. I think it's a wholesome track.
There you go.
No, it's just like...
And reminds you of walks with your mum, so that's a nice one.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go for a walk with your mum then, and listen to Songbird with Fleetwood Mac. That was lovely, thank you. But not only we were talking earlier, does music takes you literally back to a point in time. You can have the, you have the smells, you remember the food, you remember what you were wearing, everything.
It's like a time machine.
It is. It is incredible, actually. Mm. But also, you know, helps people get through things. Yeah. You know, whether you listen to a track and, you know, you might sob your heart out because it reminds you of something, and I get all goosebumply. It might make you dance your socks off and get that, you know, yeah, anger out. But you use music therapy at Victim Support Malta.
We had used it during the COVID times. And we had teamed up with Peter Paul of Tribali.
Oh, yes.
And he had gotten his, he loves doing these percussion groups. And I said, why don't you try to do it at our premises in Outside, in a house in Outside. Mm-hmm. And we were like, sure, okay. We tried it. It was really good. And we had so much fun, you know, like, and clients enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. They're jamming away. And you get in this almost trance, almost like you can imagine some fire, like a fire in between us, and we're all jamming away. And it takes you back to almost, you know, like when we were still in sort of tribal communities. It's a weird experience. Mm. But you're just going with this rhythm and you're just almost like meditation, sort of. But those vibrations help you, you know.
Okay.
It's research that vibrations help our mood. And when you're playing these instruments, you're actually hitting it, you know. You're getting it out, whatever emotion that is, you're getting it out. Perhaps you don't need to process it, you know. You don't think, so perhaps some people don't want to go there, but even the act of doing it is important. And sort of, I get so sad sometimes, because even in where I practice counseling, I have a djembe and some bongos and stuff, and I present it to some people, and they're almost scared of it. They don't want to touch it. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't you want to touch it? It's an instrument. Like, wouldn't you want to just make some noise? They're like, no. Make some noise with me. I don't care what it sounds like. Let's just make noise, just for the sake of expression, you know? But I find it so sad that people are so scared to express. And they're so scared that they're almost inhibited by it.
Mm.
And it's just like, why? Let's make some noise. It doesn't need to be perfect. But we're plagued by this concept of perfectionism, you know, in art and music. And like, no, I'm not going to draw because it's not perfect. I'm not going to play music. So what? Just play. You know, just do something.
Yeah, it does hold a lot of people back. Even, you know, you have to look like this, sound like this.
But why? You know, I mean, I get it. But at the same time, you're really limiting yourself to expressing yourself. And then that's a problem, because you keep everything inside. And when you keep everything inside, then problems really start to happen.
Mm.
You know, so it's a bit of a vicious circle.
And that's it. You can't even tell your, you know, your family, your partner, your friends what's going on.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to show that you have weakness, or, you know, it's not really weakness.
There's elements of shame, right? And I understand why it's there, but so I wish that, you know, there's a wish I could make, is that people start to at least explore that, you know, in safe environments.
So when you see people making music, you actually see them as incredibly brave, actually, to put themselves out there and to anything that people create, in fact, whether it's, you know, imagery.
They pour their hearts and souls into it, you know, and I think that's, I don't know if people who don't play music understand that, or are sensitive to that notion, you know, or just consume it mindlessly, you know, because sometimes even, you know, the clothes we wear, sometimes we consume them mindlessly. But if you even think about like a t-shirt, how much goes into it, you know, same with music and art and all the other arts. But for example, the next track, Tash Sultana, she's a genius in my opinion, you know, because she's, I mean, she, I don't know if you've seen her, but now she plays with a band, but she made, I think, two or three albums by herself. And when she plays with a looper. So a looper is, so for example, she'll start to make a beat, and she'll loop that beat, so it'll continue to be playing. Then she'll get the guitar,
and
the bass, and then the keyboards. And it's a whole, like, symphony just by herself.
Ah.
I saw her live, and I had to see her live. And she was incredible, you know. She's a short person, but her energy is just like,
and talent,
just everywhere.
Yeah, I'm really,
she's just spewing it, and she's jumping on stage, playing the trumpet. She's a multi-instrumentalist, so I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
in absolute awe.
In fact, I really enjoyed you geeking out with the engineer here. So you and Geordie have been, like, you know, looking at the screens and stuff, and I'm just like, yeah, whatever. it's great that you actually appreciate the music from a musician's point of view. But this Tash Sultana, I'm really glad I got you on the show purely for introducing me to her, because I really, really like this track. So thank you. This is
not just Evers.
Yay! I'm broadening my music taste. This is really why I do this show. I'm not interested in anybody. I just want to hear it at the beginning.
This was my favorite song during COVID.
Ah.
Like, this was on repeat. It wasn't about a pretty lady at all, but I just really liked the melody. It was somewhat uplifting during a time when it was very not uplifting.
Yes. So Let's have a go with this. We're going to listen to and jump around and dance and everything with Tash Sultana and Pretty Lady. The last stop on your musical memories journey. This is, it goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does, actually.
There you go. I've taken you back to being 12.
I'm having a lot of fun being on radio playing my own music.
There you go, you know. Maybe, no, don't change job, but you know what I mean.
So you're not really into listening to Slipknot at 8 in the morning.
Maybe somebody else is like you out there, but, you know, don't they say with this, I'm not going to do it in Maltese, but every part of the cow gets sold?
Yes.
Yeah, because my Maltese really is terrible.
El baracol Latin B.
That's the one, that's the one. I make it sound like the timpano or something when I'm saying it's really poor. And I've been here long enough to be able to speak some Maltese by now. Anyway, the last track, don't know this one at all. This is by a band called Parcels.
Oh, nice. Okay. I saw them live this year.
You're really into going to live music. You go often?
It's the best.
Yeah?
I went to see them this last summer. It was, right after COVID. Mm-hmm. So it was just like this, like, I need to watch live music so badly. Uh-huh. And I saw Metallica live on that Parcels, Placebo. I had a lot of fun. Mm. But for me, it's almost like you get to play a bit, you know, not always so serious and so, like, life, you know, stuff.
Do you feel a bit more ownership of the tracks when you're there and you've seen them live rather than you
just get it on there? Yes, for sure, for sure. We're seeing the band live and then it's a completely different experience, you know, seeing Parcels live. They just played track after track without basically stopping. Mm. So they just blended everything. And, you know, that's when you see the craftsmanship of a musician. You're like, these guys they just know exactly what they're doing, and they have such good energy between them, you know, when they're just bouncing melodies and bass lines. It was a joy to watch, you know, it was just amazing.
But they just look at each other, don't they, and they just seem to know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ah. It's like they do that in their sleep, you know, it's like they're not even trying. Mm. And that's the beauty. It's like, you can, you know, if it was you, you're like, wow, these chords are hard, like these progressions, these riffs are not easy to do, you know, it's very jumpy, and they're just going at it like, yeah, whatever, like, almost like nonchalant, you know, like.
Oh, one day.
Yeah, but they're a great band. I really, really like their style. It's very, like, different, I think, to other stuff. So, yeah, I hope everyone enjoys it. But this takes me to just being happy, you know?
Yeah. Like, release.
It's a great, happy song. And I said, I might as well throw this at the end to make it a happy ending, right? We started with Slipknot and Metallica. Like, really, this is, like, a bit on the opposite end of things. But it's just great technical music, and it's just a lot of fun to dance to and to just continue your day with.
I really want to thank you for being with us today, taking time out of your schedule at Victim Support Malta.
Thank you.
What's the number there if anybody needs to call you?
21228333.
There you go.
Or info@victimsupport.org.mt.
Fantastic. Do a great job.
Thank you.
Questionable music taste, but, you know, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Carl Grech.
Thanks a lot for having me.
It's overnight. The minute I was thinking, you pulled me back. The moment I was wishing, it was overnight. The minute I was thinking, you pulled me back. The moment I was wishing, it's overnight. It's overnight. The minute I was thinking, you pulled me back. The moment I was wishing. The minute I was thinking, you pulled me back. The moment I was wishing, it's overnight.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.